Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today I'm going to answer the question of whether or not you can keep any gains after using steroids. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, just interact with the channel. It's going to help the channel continue to grow and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Also, today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. It's very simple. Go to their website, letsgetchecked.com. Pick out whatever type of blood panel you want. They have everything for men and women. Just look on through and pick out what you need. Order them. They're going to ship you a kit in the mail. All you have to do is get online, register the kit, ship it back to them, and the quicker you ship it back, the quicker you're going to get results. They email you the results back really fast. They've got nurses and doctors. They're answering questions all the time so you can get help with whatever concerns or questions that you might have. So check them out. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right, so let's answer that question that everybody asks, no matter new, experienced, you're always going to have people asking whether or not either can you keep gains from steroid use? Do you think I can keep any gains from this? You know, like people that are more experienced. Okay, so one of the things that you have to understand when we're answering and looking at anything is how extremely subjective these types of questions are. It's very different from person to person. Now, with something like this especially, it comes down to several things. Obviously, one of the first things it's going to come down to is which compounds that you pick. So if you're picking extremely wet, bulky steroids like D-ball, for example, that's the first thing that you're going to look at. Anadrol being a big bulking steroid, Superdrol. These Anadrol and Superdrol maybe don't convert to estrogen, but when you're bulking, you're definitely going to probably gain some unwanted weight along with some that you want. So when you're running compounds like that, especially estrogenic ones, you already should be aware that even if you're controlling estrogen, there is still going to be some water weight gained and you're going to lose that amount of weight. I'm not saying it's going to be everything that you gain. I'm not saying that at all. But you can just understand and know ahead of time that bulking, and especially with wet compounds, you're going to be sacrificing a good amount of what you gain on cycle. I don't like it when people make the comments that you're just going to lose everything, because that's kind of where I'm going to go with this. That doesn't have to be. It certainly can be. And with these bigger cycles like this, cycles where people are running a lot of different compounds, really doing a number on their on themselves side effect wise. So when you start to endure more side effects, and obviously the first thing that comes to mind is heavy amounts of suppression. Look, when you're getting shut down, you're getting shut down. But you can really make a more difficult recovery by running longer cycles, staying on longer, which obviously then takes a lot longer to recover from. The more side effects that you encounter make the recovery a lot more difficult as well. And there's a lot of things that happen, especially in post-cycle therapy, that people don't talk about, like cortisol, for example, which can completely eradicate your gains or definitely hurt them. And that's something that can spike, especially in PCT, something to be aware of. Too much estrogen or crushing estrogen, both can have some pretty adverse effects, can make recovery a lot more difficult, can make gains a lot more difficult to keep. You know, thrashing yourself internally by abusing oral steroids is going to make recovery a lot more difficult, you know, causing liver and kidney issues, cholesterol issues, blood pressure issues. All of these things are going to make it a lot more difficult to recover, which is going to make it a lot more difficult to keep gains. Something like a Masteron, which we know with Masteron is basically an aesthetic. So most, not all, because I've covered this, but most of what you're going to get with Masteron is going to be a lot of physique, aesthetically pleasing results, that extra hardening of the muscle. That's not going to be something that's just going to stay once you come off of it. There's a point to Masteron and with Winstrol, you could maybe argue with Anavar. that hardening effect, you should not expect to keep that. I'm not saying that your muscles can't stay hard and defined. That's not what I'm saying. But to the effect of what you're getting on those compounds, the vascularity, the really veiny, grainy, don't expect to keep that. Some of the massive amounts of strength, Tren, Halo, that give you those massive amounts of strength, D-Ball, Superdrol, Anadrol, things that I've mentioned, Deca. I'm not saying you can't keep some of the strength, especially if you're really hitting it hard in the gym and putting your time in, eating right, but you should not expect to feel like that when you come off cycle and to keep a good amount of that strength. Doesn't mean you can't keep some and that you shouldn't keep some. How about weight gained? Can you keep any of that? Sure, you can. But one thing that I want people to understand, and guys that have been doing this a very long time that really truly understand that how this works, what comes along with it, and that you can't believe everything that you read online. You think about this, and this is why I argue sometimes for smaller cycles, even for SARMs, etc. I'm talking about when it's all said and done. So when I'm talking about gains, I don't care if you gained 25 pounds on a D-ball cycle. How much did you keep? How much of that was retained? And at what cost was that cycle to you? And I'm not talking monetary financially. I'm talking about health. These are this is things that I factor into a successful cycle and gains made from cycle. Now, one of the arguments that I've made with SARMs, for example, on you getting more out of it in the end is because when it's, I'm not talking on cycle, I'm talking when it's all said and done. One, are you going to have an easier recovery? Yes. Except for possibly S23 and LGD3303, but let's say 88 to 90% of the SARMs that you could use right now. Yes, the recovery is going to be far easier. Two, how about overall gains that are able to retain? So from what we've discussed, if you have less suppression, which you're definitely going to have with SARMs, if you have less side effects, which you definitely have with SARMs, that means you're going to have a lot easier recovery. So one would think it would be easier to retain the gains. Now, the gains might not have been as nearly as big on cycle. I think nobody's going to argue that. But what do you keep after it's all said and done? That's going to be dependent on the person, what they're running, etc. But if you want to be honest about it, you're probably going to keep more with the SARMs when it's all said and done. You're going to be bigger on cycle with steroids. You're going to be stronger on cycle with steroids. None of that's debatable. So let's not even mix words or think that's what I'm saying. Because look, I'm not trying to be a fool. I'm talking about when it's all said and done. Now, what I was talking about before I got into that was what we all know is, many of us understand, if you come out of a cycle after it's all said and done, and you've gained 5 pounds of muscle and kept it and retained it for months, that is a major success. Major success. People that think that they're going to go and do these cycles and gain 10, 15, 20 pounds, bench press goes up 200 pounds, and you're just going to keep that and it's just going to stay. Look, I'm a realist. I'm not trying to do all the lecture stuff that I used to do and the angry stuff. That was ridiculous. I should have never done those types of things. That's just passionate about everything. I'm just keeping it real. Don't think that you're going to keep that kind of weight, that kind of strength, you know, that kind of definition that we're talking about. Now, take something like an Anavar, which is a lot lighter on you, a T-ball maybe, a Primobolan. Yeah, you're going to have a better chance of retaining some of what you gained there, Equipoise. And that's not to say you can't keep some DECA gains or some D-ball gains. I kept Anadrol gains for a long time after I used it, and I was very surprised at how I was able to manipulate that and do that. And I've seen plenty of people keep some gains. But most, by the time you've ran your cycle, by the time you've ran your PCT, and then you've done that over time. See, when I did it, I was on TRT, which made it a lot easier. And being on TRT will kind of switch the game a little bit in terms of what you can retain. You still got to understand it's still a steroid. It's still got the side effects. Your body still has to recover, but it's different when you're not having to recover natural testosterone production versus running post-cycle therapy. So you have to look at it from a different angle and perspective in that regard as well. But it's still difficult to keep those huge, big gains, the water retention type of gains. But I don't like it when I hear people say, you can't keep anything. You're just, especially if you run PCT, it's a lot more difficult to keep gains after PCT, especially after you've ran multiple cycles. Nobody should tell you otherwise. But to make the inference that you just can't keep anything, I don't like that because that's not completely accurate at all. It's not. But you do have to start to weigh out, is it worth it for what I'm having to put my body through and health-wise long-term, is it worth it for what I'm getting out of this? It may be, it may not. I can't tell you either way because that's not for me to decide. That's for you to decide based on multiple factors, and that is starting with your health. What do you retain? How is it financially to you? Good, bad, and doesn't matter. I don't know. Is it something that could put you at risk at your job or your family, your kids? I don't know. I don't have the answers to all of that. These are just questions that you have to ask. But I just want to make it very clear. Just don't buy into that. You just can't ever keep anything from it because you certainly can. And I've seen people do quite well. And I've seen people do not so well. And that's because they ran incomplete PCTs, abusive cycles. They come off and they don't train as hard. They don't eat as good. They fall back into old habits and they only put it all in when they're running cycles. There's a slew of things, but those are the more common things that I see. If you run your cycles, you keep your doses moderate to where you can still get a lot out of them, but not thrash yourself. If you're on PCTs, if you run full and complete PCTs, if you're not, you just go right back, you know, into TRT, but you still need to eat right. You need to train hard. You need to do all of those things that you were doing. And then there's a strong possibility of retaining some gains. When I get that question, how much will I keep? I don't know. And nobody should tell you otherwise because nobody knows exactly what you're going to keep. What I can tell you is it's more likely to keep more with, you know, lower end compounds in terms of no estrogenic activity, less suppression, less side effects, right? They're all going to shut you down, but you can make it a lot worse on yourself running something extremely strong, especially for longer periods of time. So just understand it's possible, but there's a lot of factors that go into it. So keep all those factors in mind. And for me, it's always health first. But to each their own, you do what's best for you. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli, signing off.